Is the Duke so very poor as to be forced to this desperate mode of getting a livelihood? It is his. I fought to relieve my old bedridden mother by part of my share of this whale. It is his. Won't the Duke be content with a quarter or a half? It is his. In a word, the whale was seized and sold, and His Grace, the Duke of Wellington, received the money. Thinking that, viewed in some particular lights, this case might by a bare possibility in some small degree be deemed, under the circumstances, a rather hard one, an honest clergyman of the town respectfully addressed a note to His Grace, begging him to take the case of those unfortunate mariners into full consideration, to which my Lord Duke, in substance, replied, both letters were published, that he had already done so, and received the money, and would be obliged to the reverend gentleman if for the future he, the reverend gentleman, would decline meddling with other people's business. Is this the still militant old man standing at the corners of the three kingdoms, on all hands coercing alms of beggars? It will readily be seen that in this case the alleged right of the Duke to the whale was a delegated one from the sovereign. We must needs inquire, then, on what principle the sovereign is originally invested with that right.